In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I will read just some verses from Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the right is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Glory be to God. Amen. I asked myself, why many of the fathers are very successful. I remember from about more than 10 years, I started to write about the fathers of the church and the saints of the church in Arabic, a dictionary. And I want to know what is the main line in the life of those saints. Monks, martyrs, and so on. I discovered while I wrote these books concerning these saints, there was a very clear line in their life. What is this line? This line is joy in the Lord. Even the monks, even the hermits, they felt that they are in the hands of God, and God dwells within them, and all the heavenly hosts are waiting for them to welcome them, and the heavenly hosts are waiting to see the ceremony of the marriage of the Lord Jesus Christ with the souls of the believers. They lived in inner atmosphere of joy. And I can say this is in fact the foundation of their spiritual life. We heard now the song said, or he sings the song, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. And he said also, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Beautiful in which sight? In the sight of God, in the sight of the angels, in his inner sight, he or she feels, oh, I am very joyful in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am prepared to be in heaven eternally. I know theologically it is wrong, but we can say I am lucky. I am lucky that I know the Holy Trinity. I know the Holy Trinity, and I enjoy the fellowship with the Lord and the dwelling of the Holy Spirit within me, and my close relationship with the Father, because I am adopted as his own child. This is in fact the true atmosphere and the life of the saints. And thus we hear For praise from the upright is beautiful. When we asked St. Augustine, how can I praise God? He said, oh, you are an instrument of music. Here we hear, praise the Lord with the harp. Which harp? Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. What is this melody? Two kinds of instruments of music. Saint Augustine says, do you want to sing a very beautiful song? To be truly pleased by God the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and to make all the heavenly host rejoice, you have a special two instruments by which you can play a very nice and spiritual song. What are these instruments? My body, my soul. If we ask Saint Jacob of Sirup, you know, when he was about 25 years old and he was ordained by 4 or 5 bishops, they want to make test exam to him. He said, can you tell us about the vision of Ezekiel in a song? He, at a moment, he started to sing this song from about 1,000 lines. And they were astonished how in the spot, how he did that. Because all his life was full of joy. His inner man was ready to sing songs unceasingly. His body, as he said, that it is the instrument of music. If Saint Augustine says that my body, with its emotions, senses, my soul, my mind, my thoughts, all my whole being, in fact, is, as we can see, coil of, to make a symphony to the Lord. Saint Jacob of Sirup, the Syrian father in the 6th century, says God created your mouth, or my mouth, to sing God. He created all the members of my body to sing and to reveal man's or the believer's joy in the Lord. So we are in need to discover that we came here in this world, although it is called the world of weeping or the world of suffering, but in fact, God created me here to be a source of joy, not by myself, but by the will of the Holy Spirit. As many fathers said, that the Holy Spirit plays music through our bodies and through our souls. You are called in Christianity, and your faith is focused in fact on one thing, as Saint John Chrysostom says. The great marvel which God, or the Lord Jesus Christ, made, he changed our earth into heaven, and he changed men into angels. Perhaps you say, oh, I am a sinner. I am suffering of many bad thoughts. How do you ask me to be instrument of joy? In Psalm 66, just the first verse, what the Psalm says, make a joyful shout to God, who? The righteous, the believers, all the earth. All the earth. When I hear all the earth, and I ask Saint Augustine, what does it mean, all the earth? He said, with all your body, because Saint Augustine used to speak about earth that it is a symbol of our body. All my body, like John Chrysostom, like John the Baptist, in the womb of his mother, he was rejoicing. He was dancing when Saint Mary entered and visited the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Not only he rejoiced, but he became source of joy to his mother and to his father. And until now, he is source of joy through the work of God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, for all of us, if this baby who was in the womb of his mother rejoiced while he was in this dark place, what about us? I am living here in this world to share the heavenly hosts their joy. Many times I ask the people, if we have a camera and take a picture of the hearts of the people, how many person would be joyful, how many are in grief? What do you think? If you have a camera to your heart, how long all the day and the night, even while you are sleeping, you are very joyful in the Lord, and how long you are depressed, or you are in grief or in sorrow. If you are man of God, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you discover the work of the Holy Spirit and the Father and Son in your life, surely your heart will become the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is the kingdom of joy and not the kingdom of sorrow. I can't imagine when we go to heaven, God and we will see Archangel Michael, and he is depressed. Can you imagine that? Or Archangel Gabriel, and he is in sorrow. No one in heaven are in sorrow and grief. We are the icon of heaven. Saint John Chrysostom was a man of suffering. I remember when I read about the exile of Saint John Chrysostom from just 2 days, I start to ask myself, what about me? He was a very joyful person, and he wrote in one of his letters, I am abundantly rejoicing because God granted me to share him his crucifixion. And he accepted that I suffer on the last days of my life. It is a joyful thing for me. How is it? Then we have to focus our eyes in our life on joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, oh, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. How can I give thanks to God or praise God or speak in joyful way while I am suffering of sin? I remember once a little lady called me from Cairo while I was in Alexandria and said, Father, I want to come to Alexandria just to confess and leave Alexandria. I said, okay. She came And she said, "For more than 10 years I was suffering of very bad thoughts. I am a teacher of Sunday school. I read the Bible. I pray the Agbaya and the personal prayers, fasting, Matanyan. I never look to the bad sides of the computer, in the computer and so on. But I am suffering." And my father in confession said, "What will I do with you? Always you are suffering of these bad thoughts." And I heard just a sermon that somebody asked you, he asked you, "How can I become joyful? How can I thank God while I am suffering of sin?" And you answered him and said, "When you are suffering of these bad thoughts or any sin, make a matanya, you know matanya, kneeling and bowing before God, and say, 'Oh God, I am your own child. I believe and trust in you. I am very weak. I can't change my life. I can't live in righteousness. I am suffering of sin. Can you change my life? I put all my life in you. Thank you, my Lord, for you revealed to me that I am a sinner. And you revealed to me that you are the Redeemer of sins. Focus your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, the lover of all the sinners, but the lover of all mankind. And he is interested in saving the souls." You say, "It is not my job." It is your job. It is your business. "I can't change my life. I can't renew my inner man." It is your work and the work of your Holy Spirit. And you promised me that you are the Redeemer of me and my brethren. And then thank God that he gave you the chance that you prayed and you asked the Redeemer or the Savior to renew your inner man continuously every day." She said, "I did that about 3 or 4 times. And from this time, there is no place for the bad thoughts in my mind." I was asking, "What can I do after that?" I said to her, "Continue in the same spiritual exercise, this practice." Sometimes, not only that people, even elders, they focus their eyes on their sins. And always they said, "We are sinners, we are very weak, we are very bad." How is it? When you pray the Agbaya, the canonical hour, you start by thanksgiving prayer or by Psalm of Repentance, Psalm 50. Which one first? Thanksgiving. Then before I say to the Lord, "I am a sinner, I am in need of your mercy," at first, "Thank you, my Lord, that you brought me to this hour and grant me to speak with you. I am truly a sinner, but thanks for your gifts." And after praying the thanksgiving prayer, pray Psalm 50. Which is the prayer of, or the Psalm of Repentance. We are in need to discover that what Nehemiah said in the book of Nehemiah, I think chapter 8, verse 10, what he said to the people. When they were weeping, he said, "Okay, you wept for your sins, but you have to know that your power, your strength is in the joy or in the Lord. The joy of the Lord in your life is your strength. Saint Anthony the Great, the father of all monastic family, what he said, everybody is in need of food, the soul is in need of joy in the Lord. Saint Apollo, one of the fathers, he was abbot of a monastery in Upper Egypt, it's called an area of Ancona. He was the abbot of the monastery. And Saint Jerome visited, he is from the western area. He visited this monastery and he was astonished. When he entered the monastery in the guest house, he found all of them are rejoicing. And they welcomed him as if they knew him from many years. He said, what happened? They said, oh, we are rejoicing in the Lord. And he said, okay, I will see about, see others, the monks. He started to walk inside the monastery. Every one of the monks were rejoicing. He asked one of them, today is a feast day? He said, no. He said, why all of you are rejoicing? He said, oh, the father Apollo used to walk in that monastery. When he finds any person upset or in sorrow, he asks him, are you Christian? He said, I am a monk. He said, I ask you, are you Christian or not? He said, I am a Christian. Do you believe Christ is in your heart? He said, surely. He said, if Christ is in your heart, it is a chance for joy or for sorrow. He said, but I am a sinner. You have the Savior or the Redeemer of sinners within you. Why you are in rejoicing? Why you are not rejoicing? If you are Christian, if Christ is in dwelling in your heart, you have to rejoice. If you are not rejoicing, Christ is not in your heart. I noticed from a long time, many of the young people feel very weak, especially in bad thoughts or sexual practices or something like that, because of the exaggeration in grief. When the person are upset, he has no control on his thoughts. She has no control on his emotions. When I am rejoicing, I am not in need of bad thoughts. When I am rejoicing in the Lord, I don't care of the sweetness of sin. I don't care about it. I am satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in need not only to be joyful, but to create the atmosphere of joy at home, in the school or college, as you were in the church with your friends, but not the joy in the world, but the joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the communal life, we are in need to encourage each other to be very joyful. Saint John Chrysostom used to say that the church is an icon of heaven. Why he said that? Because he used to feel when he was suffering, he discovered that angels around him, the Lord within him, the Father is waiting for him, the Holy Spirit guides him. Then he says, I am not on earth, I am in heaven. The church, not only the building of the church, but you are the church. The church is an icon of heaven. When St. Paul and St. Silas were in the jail, or the inner prison, or the inner jail, they were suffering too much. It is too hard to speak about suffering, especially at the Roman time in the inner jail. They prepared specially for the very cruel and bad criminals. If you ask St. Paul or his friend or the Silas, what about the inner jail? Can you describe or tell me about this jail? He said, or they said, oh, we don't see anything in the jail. We were in heaven. We were praising God in the midnight. And the heaven has responded concerning our joy. And there was earthquake, and all the jail started to be shaken. And the iron lost its characteristic, it became like water, and all the gates of the prison or the jail were opened, and even the keeper of the jail accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, believed in him and all his family. It was a very joyful night. We were in heaven, we were not on earth. What about us? If I ask you, where are you? You say, I am in Sydney. I am in heaven. What about your citizenship? It is Australian. I have a heavenly passport, can pass until the throne of God. I have a heavenly, God granted me to be his child. I'm proud that I am child of God. So we are in need also to encourage each other to enjoy the atmosphere of heaven. Sometimes you may say, oh, but what about the feeling of others and what they would say concerning that all those who are speaking about God, God? When you are smiling, when you are rejoicing, surely even the non-Christians will ask you why you are rejoicing. I remember one of the doctors, physician, in a huge hospital was walking, and one of the professors met him. Then he said to him, I notice you always rejoicing. Why you are always rejoicing? Why you always smiling? Did you not suffer from anything? Then he looked at him and said, I am rejoicing because I have my Lord, Jesus Christ, in my heart. He was not Christian. He was astonished. Many of the non-Christians became Christian and converted to Christianity, not by arguments, or by books, or through the media. The majority are converted to Christianity through the joy of the Christians. I remember one of the little ladies, she was Muslim, and she lived in the office, all the office were Muslims, except one Christian employee. He was always rejoicing. She asked him, why you are always rejoicing? All of us, we are against you. We want to see you depressed, but we never see you depressed. He said, oh, what you do not for me, but for my Christ. And Christ in my heart is very strong. He's the Almighty One. Why I become upset? And she started to read the Bible. And she discovered the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. And
she became very joyful person. I hope to know your message. I tell you that very difficult message to be the source of joy to your family. Is it? Your father, your mother, your brother, sister, grandfather, your relatives. I remember once the grandfather of one of the students, he came from Cairo, and in brief, after I finished the liturgy, he came and said, "Father, you don't know me." I said, "Yes." He said, "I am from Cairo. I have a problem." I said, "What is the problem?" He said, "I want to complain against a person to you." I said, "Who is this person?" He said, "You." "I don't know you." He said, "And I don't know you. But there is a complaint against you." He said, "What?" He said, "My grandson, daughter, you are his father in confession. Always he was praying, always he is praying, he fasts too much, he made many matanyas. How you will be a social person, be successful in his life? He prays every time 3 hours. I was astonished. 3 hours? How is it? I said, "I didn't hear that he was praying. He didn't tell me that he was praying every time 3 hours. He said, "No, 3 hours. You accept that?" I said, "Okay, I will have it to be very modern." After he left me, I asked him what about his study. I know that his person. He said, "I know, he's always in Egypt, they thought, excellent, and he in all the topics and the subjects, and he's very successful in the faculty and so on. What about his friends?" He said, "Very joyful, very nice friends." "What about his relation with the family?" "He's very nice, but not in social way. When he left me, I forget what he said. On the next year, summer, he came. When I saw him, I remembered what he would say to me. I didn't speak with him at all. Then he came and said, "Father, do you remember me?" I said, "Yes. The last summer you came and you complained against me and against your granddaughter, what you call it." He said, "I want to tell you now something else." I said, "What?" "Do you know this person? He is my father and I am his son." I said, "How is it?" He said, "I discovered he is more joyful than me. He is very successful. He is my teacher. I learned from him without speech how to live in joyful life. It is the first time in all my life to confess. Can you accept my confession?" And he left until he died, and he looked to his granddaughter as his own teacher and his own father. I hope truly to have the Lord within you, and the Lord is the dinner for producing joy to everyone. Not by speech, by your prayers, by your matanyas, but by your fasting, you say, "Oh, I devote this fast of this week, or Wednesday and Friday this week, on behalf of the joy of the whole world. Those in Iraq, those in the United States, those in Australia, and so on. I hope the whole world
from the east to the west, from the north to the south, all of them become joyful. It is my pleasure to see all of them sharing me, my joy in you. And I hope I see the whole world on the last day. I don't want to condemn any person, but to pray for them and to ask for their joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Second thing, when you confess, before confessing, oh, sinning, as Saint Augustine used to say, there are two kinds of confession and they are integral. The first, we confess about the gifts of God. Thanks God for He did for me so and so and so. Second thing, thanks God because I discovered I am a sinner in so and so. When you pray, before you say I am a sinner, you give thanks to God and sing, not only by your mouth or tongue, but also by your heart, by your mind, and say to God, truly, I can express my joy in you because you grant me many things, unspeakable or very great things. I hope all of us to enjoy our faith. Even if you want to attract others to faith, you can't attract them unless you become very joyful. It is not your work, it is your circumstances, it is the work of the Holy Trinity in your life. And you have to insist, I will not leave you until you bless me. As Jacob said, we want to be blessed every time, not only through prayers, but even before sleeping. Instead of remembering what I did all the day and become depressed or I become in grief. No. I remember what is good in my life and what God did with me. And I put all my sins under His feet and I accept His word in my life. May the Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us this joyful. Remember two things. You are an instrument of music and the Holy Spirit is playing through you to bring a very joyful music or symphony even for heaven. Second thing, God created you to be very thankful and to share the heavenly host their giving hymns and their joyful life. Saint Paul used to say that the Lord Jesus Christ granted him to live in the heavenly life. As in his epistle to Ephesians, I think chapter 2, verse 6. May the Lord grant of all of us to be very joyful. Glory be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Abuna. So, has anyone got any questions about the ask? Abuna?
Are all of you very joyful? Corus?
Yes, come from Stella, but you must be here.
Loud voice.
If your voice is low, then you go up to the front. If your voice is loud, then you can stand where you are.
Yeah, my question is, say you use the smoke, after you know the effects of smoking and all that, are you still allowed to have communion? because we are slowly killing our body, staying with drugs and blah blah blah. So is it, are we allowed?
بيسأل أبونا لو في حد عايز
في الدراج
والسجاير عشان كده ممكن يتناول الدراج.
I think if somebody is suffering from addiction or drugs or something like that, at first, we do not ask if he will take communion or not. What about my rules concerning this brother or this sister? He is a member of the same body, which I am a member of it. And therefore, when he is suffering or she is suffering from, or they are addicted, I feel as if I am myself addicted. Then he is in need of our love. And he or she is in need to discover that they have their special message. The problem of those who are suffering of drugs, they feel they have no message in the world. They want to escape from life and so on. If they discover God created this person, he has unique message. He is beloved from all heavenly hosts. God is waiting for him. He loves him. God doesn't want to condemn him, but to embrace him. We can solve the problem, but it will take some time. Taking communion or not, it is through his father in confession. But what is more important in this stage is how he or she feels that he is not rejected. The problem sometimes, the person, even those who left drugs and they enter the church, the people are looking to them. Oh, what about this person? He was addicted and so on. They didn't feel that they are embraced by the church, that many persons tried to speak with him, to visit him, to take care of him, to love him, and so on. They need of special treatment. I know.
Just building on that point, Abuna, is that the role of each individual person in the church, or the role of the priest?
What do you mean by church and the priest?
You mentioned how people take care of this person, and they visit him, and so on. Is that the role of
if it is the role of the priest alone, there is no church and there is no priest. Because he is the priest of the whole church. And if they are not, if you said, my eyes are working, but my mouth is paralyzed, can the eyes see? No? All the body is working. The child has. Saint John Chrysostom used to say to the people, you are the bishop. Because he said to them, I then enter the primary school to speak with the children. Your child can speak with the children about Jesus Christ. I can't enter into the market and speak with those who are in the market. The ladies or the men who are in the market, they can speak together. They discover Christ even while they are speaking and the market. Therefore, if we make separation between the priest and the people, we have no church and no priesthood. Saint John Chrysostom used to say even to the bishops, you are the bishop of the people. If there is no people, who you are? What about your situation? Bishop on whom? Then don't separate the people from. Sometimes the children can do something, but not sometimes, always. Children can do something which the priest or the bishop cannot do, or you cannot do it. The child has his influence on his friend, the children, more than you. And from just about two weeks, there was a problem with a little or young boy.
And then his father and mother asked me, what can we do with him? I said, you can change his life through his sister, because they are speaking together. Try to use the sister to she feels she's responsible about her brother, and she can embrace him, and she can help him to grow up. Any other question?
I want to ask a question. What if in this world of people in this situation, like they are Christians, but they do a life away from God, and what would be the necessary procedure to establish it and start back to the life? So I just wanted to know, like, how would someone, like, if they're on the wrong track, how would they start rebuilding their life with God?
In all ages you will find, and everywhere you will find, those who are Christian by name but not in life. And I think until the last advent of the Lord Jesus Christ we'll find this problem. It is a good chance for us to work on their behalf. At first to pray for them, to make matanyat with them, to love them, and to serve them. I remember when I was in Ottawa, Canada, I lived and served long time. There in Ottawa, there was a person, he's a professor in the university, and he said to me, Father, I don't pay anything the church. All my titles or what I want to give the church, I buy many tapes, books and so on, and I send these books all over the world to those persons who are living in areas where there is no church. He called it the service Khidmat Shatat, Desperate or something like that. He said there are a lot of people, they have no church. I put all my effort in serving them. I said, and I encourage you to do that. He is taking care of people, he doesn't know them. And he sent a book, he said, if you have some friends in your country or in any place there is no church, please give me his address. His heart is inflamed about the salvation of men, which he doesn't know him. If everyone is looking for his brethren, relatives, any person surround him, those who or he doesn't know him, we have to work. And surely God is working through the steps. We have to feel when I pray, our Father, I don't say my Father who art in heaven. Our Father, I pray, I am praying on behalf of the whole world. I hope the whole world becomes children of God. Yes. God bless you and pray for me.